A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Daf Tzadi, Ksubas 90a, pagination is 179. We start from the middle of the page, the start of a new perek, a Mishnah, which is going to introduce the concept of Ksubas Benin Dichrin. The concept of Ksubas Benin Dichrin is that even in a case where the woman in a marriage setting is not going to get her ksuba because the husband did not divorce her or the husband did not die before her. In other words, we have a simple case where she died before the husband, so she's not going to get her ksuba. Nevertheless, there is a condition built in to the concept of ksuba that her children will have an edge in the inheritance of the husband when he eventually dies. And that edge that they have is that they're going to inherit the amount of their mother's ksuba. And the number in the ksuba could fluctuate. Different wives that he might have had could have had different amounts of ksuba. And it'll all be based on the amount that was in their mother's ksuba. Also, the amount of nichsei tzon barzel, which is an amount that was assessed at the time that the ksuba was written. How much did this woman bring into the marriage of assets that are going to be locked in at a price? Because we know that there are two types of assets that a woman brings into the marriage. There are assets that are called nichsei melug, which she brings in those assets, and the husband reaps the benefits during the marriage. And when the marriage is terminated, he simply returns the property. But we don't assess its value when it comes in, and we don't care its value when it goes back. There are other items that are called nichsei tzon barzel, which we lock in a price, almost like he's buying them when the marriage starts. And if the marriage terminates, he's going to pay back those assets as part of the ksuba money. So that's nichsei tzon barzel, and that amount also is part of the claim that the woman's children are making against the estate when the husband eventually dies. What our Mishnah is going to do is contrast two cases where a man dies, and what are the claims of the descendants of his children. Misha yanosu ishtei nashim, a man was married to two women, umes, and now he died. In this first case, the women are still alive. So we're told, Harishona Kodemes Lishniya. The first wife is going to take precedence over the second wife in collecting her debt called the ksuba, because the first wife was on record first, her ksuba is first, her debt comes first, and therefore she's going to collect her money, and if there's money left over, then the second woman will be able to collect. Continues the Mishnah, what happens if the women died? And Rashi helps us here and tells us, Imesu Nashim Acharov, the women in this case are dying after their husband, so that they're entitled to their ksuba. And therefore, upon their death, even though they didn't collect the ksuba yet, their children are going to be entitled to their ksuba money. All of the children are coming right now as a claim of Yerusha from a chov, from a debt. And they're inheriting this debt, and therefore, Yoshe HaRishona Kodrim LeYoshe Shinia. Just like the first wife had precedence over the second wife, so the inheritors of the first wife are going to have precedence over the inheritors of the second wife. This is all about collecting the debt of Ksuba. The Mishnah now turns to introduce the concept of Nechsei Tzon Barzel and Ksubas Benin Dichrin that we discussed when we prefaced the Mishnah. Noso es harishona umesa. Let's say he married a woman and she died. So she's not going to get ksuba as a regular collection. Noso shniya umes. And then he married a second woman and he died. So that the second woman is collecting her ksuba as a debt owed to her, because the terms of the ksuba were met, which were, if he dies first, she collects her ksuba. But the first wife is going to have descendants here who are claiming the ksuba money, not as a ksuba, because the terms of the ksuba weren't met in its primary sense, but they want to claim the money of the ksuba because of this special Tanai ksuba called Ksubas Benin Dichrin, that we have an edge when it comes to inheritance to collect the ksuba money of our mother before we go ahead and divide the rest of the estate. But their claim here is not a debt of ksuba, because as a debt of ksuba, that doesn't happen. Their mother died before the husband. Their claim is a Yerusha, an inheritance. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us, Shinia v'yarsheha kodmin l'yarsheha rishona. The inheritors of the second woman are going to have precedence, because what they're collecting is a debt. And a debt is going to come first. It has to be paid off before we divide the estate. Then, the money that's left, if there is money, the inheritors of the first wife who are coming as a ksubas benin dichrin inheritance, they're going to be able to collect the ksuba of their mother. So again, the first part of the Mishnah is dealing with debts, and in a case of debt, they're both getting the ksuba as regular ksuba because the husband died before the wives. So then the first woman is going to have precedence over the second, because as debts go, her debt is dated first. In the second case, we had the husband die between the death of the first wife and the death of the second wife. And therefore, the second wife is collecting a debt. She gets precedence. The inheritors of the first wife are trying to get this ksubas benin dichrin, which is essentially an edge in inheritance. Well, we don't go to inheritance until the debts are paid. And after that, they can indeed get the ksuba of their mother paid off before the regular Yerusha inheritance will be effective. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.